Hello, Peter.
Hi.
Hello.
So what's going on?
Right, okay. Well, last Sunday evening, I was on Facebook. I love Facebook and Twitter. I use it a lot for campaigning, as you're well aware. It's got its absolute benefits. But on Facebook, I've seen tweets being shared on Facebook from people saying, look at this John Venables account. Now, you know Denise extremely well. You know the pain she still suffers from James's death. And I was worried that she was going to see this. So before I spoke to Stuart, I called Merseyside Police, and they instantly, worked to take down the account. But basically what was happening was someone had set up a fake Twitter account mm-hmm. with a picture of John Venables as a child when he was arrested, yeah. His mugshot, and they were tweeting lyrics about how James was killed. You just couldn't, under any circumstances, even repeat what was said. It was extremely vile. These tweets went on all day from Sunday morning right through till Sunday evening. But again, as you know, people share it on Twitter by saying report it, but it just gets them more and more attention. So they thrive off the attention and set up more and more accounts. Mm-hmm. So we've had a week of a number of accounts being set up, back and forth, speaking to Merseyside Police. But what we've identified and what's been known for a long time is that it's very rare that people are prosecuted for put things they put up on Twitter. So I went for a catch-up with Denise and Stuart on Friday evening. I went to the house and Denise said to me, Jake, will you advise and work with me on a campaign against trolls? You know, she was saying, obviously, if someone puts up a picture of John Venables or Robert Thompson about what they look like now, they will be instantly arrested and they'll be prosecuted. But people are allowed to pretend to be John Venables and tweet her directly and say the most vile, offensive things. And nothing happens to them. And nothing happened to them last year when it was happening again then. But it seems to be around James's anniversary. Obviously, this year was the 21st anniversary of James's death. And people have took the opportunity, trolls have took the opportunity to get a hair and to mock James's death. And also, they were glorifying child sex abuse. Now, again, when Denise and I were talking on Friday, you know, clearly there are accounts on Twitter that are jokes, that are parody accounts that impersonate celebrities or actors on television, characters. But there's a line, and these accounts don't even go anywhere near the line. They completely get, you know, right over the top, the most offensive things. Again, when we spoke to Merseyside Police, they were just, you know, mortified by the comments that were put up on Twitter. But again, Twitter are very slow to respond to the police's requests. And I think what Denise is now saying is she would like the government, quite simply, to put a clear law out there that absolutely says under no circumstances can you be so vile on Twitter and that there will be consequences. There needs to be a process rather than just reporting an account, which they just go and set up another one up anyway. It takes them 2 seconds, and they do this over and over again. They get more and more attention. You know, there's one that's been tweeting me tonight, a very high-profile troll, but they're well-known in Liverpool for mocking the Hillsborough families, for mocking deaths of the 96. You know, it's extremely horrible, but they do it for the thrill. They do it for attention, and they'll keep doing it until they are caught, until they're prosecuted, until they have to answer to the law. They are breaking the law at the moment, but nothing is being done to go for them.
The problem is, and this is the problem, I've had, as you know, problems myself. Mm-hmm. And what I've done, the police, Merseyside Police, got involved over a blog. And it was a clear and open case when they got into it. And it was incredible what we found out. But that took them a year to sit on it, find out, an awful lot of hard work to track them down because they're incredibly clever. And then when it came to prosecution, they still wouldn't take it down off the internet because they said they wanted a court order. Now, that was after a year. Now, I don't want to be negative, anything to do with Denise, but the problem is Steve Rotherham has been trying to get something sorted over this. It is such a difficult thing, and the difficult thing is, as you just said, they start and change the account straight away. So where do they get the manpower from to stop it? Twitter will not ever change what they're doing because they say it's freedom of speech. End of story. That's what they will say. So what do we do, Jake? What do we actually do? So the police's hands are tied.
You're absolutely right. And as you said, obviously, you know, the police worked hard on your case and it comes to prosecution, and that's where the difficulty is. And again, the trolls coming back to me today were saying exactly the same. It's freedom of speech, and I'm taking that away from them. And they were calling me all kinds. And you just have to obviously deal with that when you're leading a campaign such as this. But you're right, Steve Rotherham, again, he's been doing a high-profile campaign. I know that he's met with Twitter and Facebook executives on this. But I think, as I said, clearly, government need to issue a very, very clear... You know, let me put this similar to the campaign we've done with the defibrillators. You know, at the moment, there are current laws, there are a number of laws that would require defibrillators in certain places, and it's a bit of a mess, and no one can really understand the whole process of you trying to put them together. That's the same with this. There are a number of laws that cover, you know, offensive messages through text message or through social media, emails, but trying to pull them all together. And for me, as a regular person, for you, for Denise, for others, you, when you're reporting an account on Twitter, you don't know exactly what law they're contradicting, what law they're breaking. And I think we want government to put a clear law out there. We've decided against doing a petition because you get petitions on here all the time. I was on to you for ages last year.
It was a battle. That was a battle. And when you got it, you didn't get the satisfaction you got from it.
Exactly. And you're absolutely right. That's the problem. You know, after so much of hard work, you don't get the results that you require. We've actually achieved much more just by communicating with government than what we got through the petition. But I think that's the similar approach we're going to take down here. You know, none of us have said that this is David Cameron's fault, this is the government's fault, because it's not. What we're saying is, let's work with you. Let's see if we can do something about this. You know, when I go into schools, young people and children are talking about this, of other kids setting up accounts about them, pretending to be them. I had it last year. I spoke to you on your show about it last January when, you know, about my sexuality accounts were set up about me being gay and other issues such as that. So people take the opportunity to pretend to be other people, to mock them and to get a bit of a thrill out of saying comments about them. So, it, you know, there are a number of things around this campaign that we want to talk to government about. But Denise is saying, enough is enough. It's gone on for far too long. And Denise's exact message to me on Friday was, they can say whatever they want about her and she's here to challenge
that. Don't talk. Don't say anything about my son.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He's not here to defend himself. It comes on to her. And, of course, she's going to be more mortified by the comments they say about a two-year-old boy.
But you see, know, what I would do with them, Jake, if I found who they were, I would actually name and shame them. Because that, to me, seems to be the only punishment that would mean anything. So all of a sudden you find out that somebody is talking about a child who was brutally murdered. Yeah. We find out that they might be a 15-year-old. I would name and shame them.
Well, I agree, but the issue we've got, Pete, is that, you know, the trolls love the attention, right? So let's put aside the attention side of things. When we reported it to the police on Sunday, it was in the Daily Mirror, it was in the Daily Express, it was in the Daily Star, it was in all these papers. So obviously they've got attention through that. I then got an email from someone saying, I know who the trolls are. It's these two girls. They're 12, 13 years old. I want you to put their picture out and say how awful they are and blah, blah, blah. Then when you click on all these accounts, they've got no followers. They're following two people, me and Denise. So they're following the James Porter Trust and someone else. They're purposely set up to provoke us and to get them to put, to get us to put people's pictures out and say, look at these are awful. Please share it. Getting all the Twitter accounts to share it and abuse them. And actually, it's not these girls. You know, it's not. You know, one specific account is a man who's quite clearly identified on Twitter. I know that you'll have even seen his image wearing the kilt. The one who specifically mocks at the Hillsborough families. But he puts out fake pictures. They put out fake people and ask us to target them. So I agree, you would specifically say, well, if it's name and shame. But again, that doesn't work because they pretend to be somebody else because they like to put that attention. They've got the attention, they get the thrill, but they're sending all the abuse and all the attacks to somebody else. And then we're not getting anything that we need. Then we're not actually challenging the issue. And again, as I said, the police, they were mortified by this. You know, everyone will be mortified that someone can glorify the brutal death of a two-year-old defenseless boy. You know, there is no justification for it in the slightest. But if this was said to Denise on the street, if it was said to me or to you on the street, we could get them arrested.
Which is exactly what Steve Rotherham said, and what that footballer, like him or hate him, who had the problems with the hangman's noose, you know, as he said, like him or hate him, it doesn't matter. The issue we're talking about is this. Yeah. And the thing is, as he said, if somebody came up to him in the street and said that and called him the N-word, they would be arrested.
Yeah,
so why shouldn't... But how do we get through this unbelievable maze of billions, millions and billions of whatever, however many people are on Twitter and Facebook?
But that's, again, the discussions we're going to have with government and others. You know, we spoke to one of the national celebrities today. He's contacted me on Twitter after finding out about the campaign. And he himself, I'll message you his name later on privately, but he himself has had some horrific accounts set about him. His civil partner died a number of years ago and he was completely mocked for that. He was blamed. There's stuff said about him. Yeah. He wants to get behind us. We have to all unite on this. This is not a campaign someone as an individual can run or, you know, or sort of take credit for. It needs to be everyone coming together, everyone who's faced these sort of issues. And as I said, sit with government and just be honest and say, look, this is going to be a hard task. We're not expecting in 2 weeks' time for you to come back with a whole new set of legislation. Let's work together. Let's even pull Twitter and Facebook. And I know they're difficult and I know there's so many users and they're obviously not going to want people to believe them because the freedom of speech is taken away or whatever. But actually, it's not just what's been said about James, even though it's the most vile thing I've ever seen on Twitter in the whole 4 or 5 years of me being on it. But we have to tackle this. We have to tackle this because young people in schools are being bullied from it. You've had calls on your show and you've spoken about stories of young people committing suicide and other things because of what's happening on social media. We have to crack down on it. We have to deal with it.
Yeah, but the other thing is, though, Jake, as well, is that so many people, somebody dies, committed suicide, they put up a tribute to them, and these trolls target. But, you know, these social media companies, make no mistake, these social networking think they're bigger than governments.
You're spot on, you are. And to be fair, they probably are, you know, and especially with the weight they carry, the power they've got, the amount of people that are on it. You know, there's more people on Twitter than live in the United Kingdom. How do you control something such as that? You know, it is absolutely massive. But we have to start somewhere and we have to be clear. You know, I spoke to Denise the other day about this situation. You know, Tom Daley, obviously last year when his father died. He had the most horrific abuse on there. He actually never even complained, but the man who done it, the boy who done it, was arrested because other people then complained on his behalf, and there were so many people who done it, and the police acted straight away. Now, you know, again, I said he never even reported it, but something was done. So something can be done. We just need that clear process put in place because, again, when I called the police, their first response was report it, and then it'll be blocked by Twitter, and then that's it. But if we do that every time we call the police, then they're just going to keep reporting accounts and we're going to keep wasting police's time by calling them constantly to say another account's been set up, another one's been set up. Because I said this week, there must have been 5 or 6. We've only reported 2 because they had the most horrific messages on it. But it's extremely painful for Denise. It's extremely painful for the people of Liverpool because there was a lot of people offended by what was said about James. A lot of people have been offended by other tweets. People have been offended by the stuff that was said about you. We have to do this.
But isn't it interesting that if, and we know there was pictures put up that were allegedly the two murderers, allegedly, but somebody got arrested for that. And that was done instantly, because that was totally and utterly breaking the law.
And again, this is from the data, you're right, but again, it was from the data. The government have been very clear, the Attorney General has been extremely clear, if you put that image out, whether it's them or not, you will be prosecuted.
Yeah.
And they were, and as you spoke about it on your show, they do it. The will is there from government, and it's extremely important, obviously, that the authorities follow through on government's message. But even, again, Denise said this on Friday, if she or somebody else set up an account and put their pictures out, they would be instantly arrested, no doubt about it. But they could create a song on Twitter about how James was killed. There's no other way of describing it. That's exactly what they've done. They laughed about it, they joked about it, and they mocked. They've done it all day long. And then their account is deleted, and they move on and they go to someone else. They'll mock someone else's child's death, or they'll mock another incident, and they'll just keep doing it and keep doing it, and they'll keep getting the attention. No doubt they're saving all the messages that they get, and they've got some folder somewhere where they get lots of joy from it, but it goes on and on and on, and they inflict so much pain on people, so much frustration from you, the amount of time it took for that blog. While people are reading it all the time, reading those horrible messages. And we're just saying, look, we want the people of Liverpool to get behind us on this campaign, work with Denise, work with us, and let's ask government to do something about it.
Jake, to finish off, what would you say to people that say, well, she doesn't like it, tell her to get off it?
Denise, again, she gets so much joy from Twitter. She gets so many lovely comments. She actually makes contact with people who have wrote to her in the past who haven't had the opportunity to speak to her. She shouldn't. Why should that joy be taken away from her to be able to communicate with people? I talk to her. I've seen you messaging her on Twitter. It's a little bit of joy in her life, and it shouldn't be taken away because people can't be responsible and to be grown up about the comments that they share. They should just not contact her. And again, don't get us wrong, she blocks them, she reports them. She doesn't want to read these comments. It's not that she's on Twitter so she can look at these trolls. She doesn't want to see them, but they set up another one, and they tweet her directly so that she knows they're on. It's not like they just tweet and they're around. They tweet her directly. They're provoking the woman, and she doesn't deserve it. She doesn't need it. She's trying to do good through the James Baldwin Memorial Trust, as you're well aware, and these comments do not help. And, you know, I'm sure at some point she has thought about leaving Twitter, but she gets far too much joy from it. She keeps in touch with the likes of me and you, which I hope is good, and she'll carry on for a long time.
All right. Jake, thanks very much, mate. Keep in touch over this one.
Thanks, Peter. See you later.
Bye-bye. That's Councillor Jake Morrison.